This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of the measures set to become law on August 28th.
House Bill 2005, Senator from Danklin.
Thank you, Madam President.
House Bill 2005 modifies provisions relating to eminent domain for electrical corporations. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled the proposal in the upper chamber.
Over the last few years, we have seen attempts to protect landowners fall short in this body. But with the help of fellow colleagues, we believe we have a workable piece of legislation that keeps Missouri open for business while ensuring we aren't taken advantage of simply because of our geographic location.
Over the years, the Missouri General Assembly has looked at eminent domain legislation and made changes where necessary. Senator Bean says House Bill 2005 contains specific provisions.
To note the key points of this bill ensures that rate proportionate to the total project is dropped off in Missouri. Therefore, Missouri consumers realize a guaranteed benefit. If projects aren't exercised within 7 years of acquiring the involuntary easement, the easement rights are returned to the landowner.
During Missouri Senate discussion on the bill on May 4th, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City explained why electric cooperatives are not included in the new law.
It is my understanding that those parts of our state where your electricity is controlled by a company instead of a cooperative, that your light bill is what we call in the old-fashioned world, will possibly go up about $20 a month for a period of, I think, 2 years as a result of this bill.
Senator Washington says she believes this new law could result in higher utility bills.
If you're in an urban community, pretty much urban communities throughout our state are areas where, like Ameren or Evergy or your electrical companies, you are going to incur about a $250 a year increase in your overall bill for the year.
At the same time, most of the concern over eminent domain has been over what is considered fair market value, which would now be set by a court, and usually for 150% of fair market value. The governor signed House Bill 2005 into law on June 11th. The governor now has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. This includes the 13 individual bills that comprise the budget for Missouri's next fiscal year. Fiscal year 2023 will begin on Friday, July 1st. It is likely the executive branch will sign appropriations measures next week in anticipation of start of the new fiscal year. Most new laws in Missouri will take effect on August 28th. Also this week, it was announced the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Illegal Immigration will hold its first hearing on Wednesday of next week. We will have more on this panel in the weeks to come. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.